host.
Core.
I've spent the week redecorating my humble lodging. The people who lived here before me had such terrible taste. Bright colors, flowers, children. All right for some, but certainly not me. Now it feels more like home. The colors, black on black. Furniture, early mortuary. And it's so nice to hear the patter of little feet once again. Wonder what they're attached to. Yes, it's just the type of place for cozy get-together, like stabbing and strangling. But they're not do-it-yourself here. We have to get to our story. See you in a moment. Won't I?
National Public Radio for the Valley. This is KCSN Northridge.
Visit our neighbor to the south, but not the tourist spots. We're going into the jungles of central Mexico on an archaeological expedition to the last unexplored temple of the ancient Toltecs. And what will we dig up? You'll see. Here's the first act of Toltec Tomb.
Will this incessant scratching at the earth never end? When will we explore the inside of the temple?
Señor Hernández, archaeology is a science of slow discovery. Didn't your government advise you?
Dr. Maxwell, my government told me to accompany your party into the interior and supervise the excavation of this temple. They did not inform me that it would take so long to dig up some old Indian pots and pans.
You should be pleased we're being so careful. You're here to make sure nothing we discover is damaged or removed from your country.
Yes, but...
Plus the fact that it is we who are doing the physical work, yet you will no doubt be praised by your government.
That is untrue, Dr. Brown. I ask for nothing from this miserable assignment. I only do my job.
All right, all right. Let's not get into another argument. We still have months to spend together. We might as well tolerate each other.
Very well.
Dr. Maxwell!
What is it, Richard?
I found another cylinder.
Bring it over, will you?
That makes eight altogether.
Yes. One at each of the digs, 100 meters apart.
They seem to be forming a pattern around the temple, have you noticed?
Is that significant, Professor?
It might have something to do with the Toltec's method of agriculture, or the creation of an ancient calendar.
Is that all?
Why? What more would you want them to be?
Nothing, nothing.
Here it is, Doctor.
Yes, almost an exact duplicate of the others. Light, hollow, about 40 centimeters high. And those curious markings around the outside.
The ancient symbols?
Yes. They seem to be characters from the Toltec alphabet. But they don't form recognizable words. Even reading around the cylinders backwards or up and down means nothing.
Well, just another curiosity, eh, Hernandez?
Eh? What did you say?
I said just another curiosity. If you weren't so intent on trying to read those markings, you'd have...
Now. Now, Richard, we found a cylinder in each of the digs. Why don't you and Carolyn move on to the next one and see if the pattern holds?
Yes, sir.
Playing Cupid again, Doctor?
Me? If my daughter takes a liking to young Stevens, that's her decision.
Yet you do put them to work together often.
Let's say I think young people enjoy the company of other young people more than us oldsters.
Enough for this drivel. When are we going to discover something of interest?
You don't find the cylinders interesting, Hernandez?
Worthless trinkets. They tell us nothing.
What had you hoped they would tell us?
I don't know. That is your concern. But let us continue. Perhaps something fruitful will come of the day's work yet.
Caroline?
Over here, Richard.
Your father wants us to move to the next site.
All right. I think Tolan is over there now.
Watch the outcropping there.
All right. Give me your hand.
Why, Richard Stevens, is that a proposal?
Could be. Last night is a sample of things to come.
It was nice.
I'm beginning to look forward to nights with you more than days with your father.
I should hope so.
You know what I mean.
I think I do. But we're supposed to be working. Come on, let's find Talon.
Where did you leave him?
Staking out the new dig. He's not much help beyond little jobs like that.
Well, once he guided us into this jungle, there isn't a lot for him to do until we want out again.
He certainly has it easy.
At least he helps a little. Hernandez doesn't do anything but sit in that chair all day long and grouse.
I can't understand his uneasiness.
He's a bureaucrat.
Yet he seems so genuinely angry that we haven't found more. And Tolan seems upset that we found so much.
He mentioned that to me. He isn't very happy that foreigners are ravaging the tombs of his ancestors.
But Hernandez is here to make sure whatever we find remains the property of the Mexican government.
I think Tolan would like it left buried right where it is.
Well, there he is. Tolan!
Si, señorita. I put the stakes around the hole, like you say.
Dig, Tolan.
Huh?
Dig. Archaeologists call it a dig, not a hole.
That makes it more than a hole?
Enough of technical jargon, Richard.
Yeah. Well, let's get to work.
Nothing like a good meal after a hard day's work.
You call this a good meal? Food from cans, only slightly warm?
That's what we eat most of the time on an expedition, Hernandez. You'll never make a dedicated archaeologist.
I do not intend to.
That's good.
You insult me again, Senor Brown. I do not take this from you.
And just what do you intend to do about it?
That's enough. I want this bickering to stop. You go on taunting each other and we'll never get anything done.
Another insult, and I am not responsible for your safety anymore.
As if you ever were.
Dr. Maxwell! Dr. Brown!
What is it?
Caroline and I have discovered something. Come look.
What have you found?
We were in the tent examining the cylinders, trying to decipher the markings.
You examined them without my permission?
We didn't harm them. Just looking. We lined them up on the shelf there, in the order that we unearthed them.
I noticed that a couple sitting side by side formed ancient Toltec words if the characters were read across both cylinders.
We moved them around, forming different combinations.
Let me see. Yes. It does form phrases in the Toltec language. There are a few strange words here, but I think I can decipher it. In this temple lies the treasure of the Toltecs, sent with our king to heaven for a sacrifice to the god of the sun. The rest seems to be a description of how to get to the treasure room.
The treasure of the Toltecs.
What does that mean?
There is a legend. In the 12th century, the Aztecs swept out of the north to subjugate the Toltec Empire. The king of the Toltecs was killed in battle. His body was carried to the tribe's hidden burial tomb for a proper funeral before the Aztecs could defile the temple.
But what's that about a treasure?
It was part of the Toltecs' religious custom to send the spirit of the king to heaven with enough riches to buy favor from their god of the sun. The legend has it that since the Toltecs knew their empire was about to be crushed, they put the tribe's entire fortune in the burial temple to preserve their wealth for use in the afterlife.
Was it ever found?
Most historians agree the legend is a myth.
Yet these cylinders are proof that this is the lost temple. And they show where the treasure lies.
Why so excited, Hernandez? Does the prospect of treasure suddenly make our dig more interesting?
Certainly not. I mean, the idea of a major discovery is exciting. From an official standpoint, of course.
Of course.
Senores, there is something more you should know.
What's that, Tolan?
There is more to the legend. They say the spirit of the god Kukulkan watches over the wealth of the Toltecs and... there is a curse.
Oh, Tolan, surely you don't believe that.
I only know what is legend, señorita.
What is the curse, Tolan?
It is stated, he who seeks the treasure of the Toltecs has death at his shoulder.
Nonsense.
Perhaps not. Most myths have the basis in some sort of fact. Curses may, too.
Well, are we going to search for the treasure?
No.
What?
No one is to set foot in the temple until I say so. I must report to my government.
But that could take days.
You may continue to excavate outside the rooms, but no one may enter until I return from the capital.
Now, see here, Hernandez. You have no right to keep...
I have every right, Senor Brown.
He's right, Brown. Since we are here by permission of his government, he has the right.
This is preposterous. Nevertheless, none of you may enter the temple until I return. I shall leave in the morning.
Richard, do you believe that legend?
I don't know. But I'll tell you what I do believe in.
What?
Us.
Oh, Richard.
Wait, what's that?
Where?
Over there. Going up the steps of the temple.
Looks like a man.
It's Hernandez. He's going after the treasure.
How do you know?
It's got to be. I haven't trusted him since he joined us. Come on.
Where?
After him, of course. We'll catch him at it.
Richard, wait. As the government's representative, he has the right to go into that temple. If we go after him, he could use it as an excuse to end our expedition.
But we can't let him get away with the treasure.
There may not be any. Besides, where could he go tonight? Come on. Let's tell Father about it. He'll know what to do.
Well, what's up with you two?
We just saw Hernandez entering the temple.
He's going after the treasure.
Is he now?
He must be.
You don't seem very upset.
I'm not.
Why?
Hernandez is an opportunist. Dr. Brown and I suspected that from the beginning. But he won't get any of the treasure, if there is one.
Why not?
Because even if he could find his way out of this jungle without Tolan's guidance, he'd have a tough time explaining how he came to have the artifacts.
But still...
And I took the precaution of removing the distributor wires from the jeeps tonight.
The fools. Do they think I'm going to let them get away with any treasure? Or that I'd let it get swallowed up in some government reform project? I'll have it all for myself, even if I have to put them all out of the way. This should be it. Through this doorway and... Who are you? What are you? Stay away from me. Don't come near me. Don't. No. No.
Should have written a farewell letter before he went into that tomb, eh? Tomb it may concern. But I've got to be shoveling off to make way for a commercial message. Meet you back at the dig in a moment.
If you ever start to wonder why you should listen to KCSN instead of one of the other 75 Los Angeles radio stations, think about this. Most stations air several minutes of commercials each hour. KCSN does not. Most other stations offer the same type of programming 24 hours a day. KCSN does not. What we do offer is a wide range of non-commercial programs, a lot of which are bound to meet your needs and desires. Everything from popular and ethnic music to news and public affairs shows that can help keep you informed as far as local, national, and international happenings. Add to this the fact that our goal is to serve the San Fernando Valley, and you've got the best listening bargain in town. So the next time you're aimlessly tuning the FM dial, stop when you hit 88.5. That's KCSN Northridge, where you can hear the difference 7 days a week.
Never does archaeology. But Richard and Caroline evidently do. They're about to go down into the ruins of the temple. And even they don't know what they'll find.
Senor Maxwell. Senor Maxwell.
Hmm?
Oh, what's that?
Oh, good morning, Tolan.
Senor Maxwell. It is Senor Hernandez.
What about Hernandez?
He's not in his tent. His cart has not been slept in.
He did try to leave last night.
He didn't use the jeeps. They're still right where they were last night.
Then he must still be in the temple.
In the temple?
What's that?
Caroline and I saw Hernandez go into the temple last night. Now he's missing.
Missing, is he? Good riddance.
Well, shouldn't we go look for him?
Why bother?
Well, we can search the surrounding jungle. But if he's in the temple, we can't go after him.
He ordered us not to set foot in there.
But if he has gone in...
No, my boy. We'll give him the rest of the day to reappear. If he doesn't, we'll go into the city and report his disappearance. Until then, we'll continue our digging outside the ruins.
But if I could just...
Outside, Richard. I forbid you to enter that temple alone.
A trail.
Where?
Into the temple, of course.
Richard, you're not going...
Shh. Of course.
Father forbid you to go in there alone.
That's why I'm taking you with me.
Oh, no, you're not.
Caroline, look. If Hernandez is still in there, he's either hurt or he's stealing the treasure. Either way, we've got to find him.
And if he isn't still in there?
Then he'll never know we went in. Besides, I'm sure he's after the treasure.
If there is one.
Come on. The place isn't very big. We'll be out in 20 minutes. Your father and Brown will never miss us.
Well, all right. But only 20 minutes.
That's the stuff. Come on.
Boy, there's more room down here than you think.
Yeah. Most of it must be underground, outside the main perimeter of the temple.
Are you sure we're not going in circles?
If we were, we'd have crossed over the string you're letting out.
Well, how's candle holding out?
Still tight.
Look. What?
Up ahead. A doorway. Not just an archway. A door.
It's partly open.
Keep quiet. Maybe Hernandez is in there.
Richard, look.
My God. The legend is true. It's the treasure of the entire Toltec Empire.
Richard, don't. Leave it alone.
But have you ever seen so many jewels?
Richard, put it down.
She speaks wisely, senor.
Oh, Tolan. You frightened us.
Tolan, where did you get that feathered costume?
It is ancient. Left here for the generations of the high Toltec priests.
Huh?
I am Tolan. Descended from Topilcin, ancient high priest of the god Kukulkan. I watch over the treasure of the Toltecs and deal with those who defile the temple.
Then Hernandez wants you.
The man Hernandez entered this sacred passageway in the night to rob the Toltecs of their wealth. He did not succeed.
But where is he?
Come.
Another room?
This is the chamber of sacrifice. The altars on which those who defile the temple are made to pay for their sacrilege.
Richard, look!
Hernandez, pinned to the wall up there.
But he looks ancient.
He has paid the price of sacrilege. Now he joins the living dead. He shall hang there for eternity, not dead, not alive.
Oh, it's horrible!
He paid as you shall pay.
What? We didn't take anything.
You have seen the sacred treasure. And you would tell others of its existence. They would pillage our last resting place just as thousands ravaged our empire in eras past.
You can't do this.
I shall not. The servants of Kukulkan shall see to it.
Richard! And then he just fell down from the wall. He's coming towards us. Don't fight!
Stop it. Come on.
I follow commandments more ancient than yours, senor.
Richard! Stop that grisly thing!
He who seeks the treasure of the Toltecs has death at his shoulder. He who seeks the treasure of the Toltecs...
Put down those pipes!
He doesn't hear you! Stop him! Throw something at him!
What?
Anything! Step to it!
Shoulder!
You broke up a chunk of his
flesh! Are you still coming?
Run! Follow the train.
Crazy. Up ahead. The walls are closing in.
Hurry. We can't
Richard!
He who seeks the treasure of the Toltec has death on his shoulder!
Look! An agent is coming!
Look out!
Ransacked by marauders centuries ago.
It's like a burial chamber over here, Doctor.
Yes. Decaying corpses perched on that altar.
Look at this.
What?
The faces on these corpses, they're so old and decomposed, it's hard to imagine what they originally looked like. But they seem to have borne a striking resemblance to your daughter and young Stevens.
Hmm. Notice something peculiar, Brown.
What?
The way the bodies are hung on the altarpiece.
Oh, yes. Can't say I've ever seen anything quite like that before.
Interesting. Huge stone spikes driven through their shoulders. Well, come on, Brown. Let's keep looking. Caroline and Richard must be in here somewhere.
Richard and Caroline finally made it to the altar after all. And they'll be spending a long time hanging around together. But that's what happens when you get too deep into your work.